The next chapter we're going to talk about is intergovernmental coordination. This discussion will follow what we've done in previous chapters. It'll be our first time through, so I'm just going to provide an overview of what the chapter includes, some of the things that were part of the 08 plan, and then the current list of goals, objectives, and strategies. We do have one advantage today. We're going to be maybe even delving into a couple of goals, objectives, and strategies that we have flagged and track changes you might want to think about in a little more detail. So what does the element include? We talk about mutual impacts and interrelationships between the county and other entities. That could be local, that could be regional, that could be state, including adjacent counties and other states. So that is going to be a description of what that would entail. Intergovernmental coordination used in preparing this plan. So as we've been through this process, DLDOT has been in the room with us. We've had other folks from State Planning Office in the room. This has been a collaborative process, and the plan is reflecting that. We're also looking at other relevant planning documents. People want to know what's going on, and we've used that as part of the building of the text for this plan, as well as the review of best practices. Intergovernmental coordination goals, objectives, and strategies, that's that list that we're going through for each element. And then finally, the plan implementation priorities, that is the County Capital Improvement Program. We're going to talk about that in a little more detail as we get later into the presentation.
Should we not include federal? Is there some things, Todd, that we do work with feds on this, on anything?
Airport.
Did you say federal or vet? Okay.
Yeah. I think, you know, FEMA, I mean, I say it because I
mean, certainly, yes.
I mean, I also say, because I know there's the initiative from the current administration that they are reaching out to the counties, I mean, directly to the counties,
mm-hmm.
To create those relationships. I'm just wondering if that's something that we should include. And granted, it's not as much as state, of course, but there's opportunities, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we'd be happy to do that. I mean, right now, the plan does include Department of Homeland Security and some other things, so we can make sure we indicate just any coordination that takes place.
Yeah.
All right. The 2008 plan had a few intergovernmental coordination strategies, including expanded coordination with the county's municipalities. There is, you know, a lot of conversation that has already taken place about what this means. There are these annexation areas that are currently county land that will eventually become a municipal jurisdiction. There's a collaborative approach to how that land is shaped and developed and what areas should be preserved. And so this is kind of like maybe the first step toward building, you know, the future of the county from a land use perspective, this type of collaboration. 2008 also talked about implementation priorities, including a zoning ordinance that would regulate the height of buildings, the floor-to area ratio, that is the percentage of a lot that's covered by buildings, minimum densities or distances that buildings may be placed from streets, such as setbacks, lot sizes, heights of signs, and the protection of environmental features. There is also ways, they're looking toward innovative ways to manage stormwater in a more environmentally sensitive manner through the utilization of best management practices. This could be either on-site or as part of a system-wide effort. Other things for implementation priorities are identifying the funding sources to make sure this gets done. This includes allocations to the specific departments that are managing these different facilities and resources, as well as any larger endeavors that would happen on a countywide scale. There was a capital improvement program included in 08, as there is in the current plan. That includes non-sewer and non-water projects, as well as a goal for investment of over $20 million in the county industrial air park. There was goals to expand libraries, build larger emergency operations center, and construct additional county administration office space. Some of these have been carried over into the new plan. And then finally, working closely with the Delaware Office of State Planning on the following matters that the county views to be as critical, and this includes updating the zoning ordinance to better coordinate with county and state perspectives on developments that are reviewed through the PLUS system, and then establishing an effective county-sponsored transfer of development rights and confirmation of future boundaries of state priority spending areas levels 1 through 4. This would match the growth area delineations described in the update. Of course, DLDOT coordination is a priority, as is with coordination with the Department of Agriculture to preserve more farms. Coordination with DENREC for nonprofits to formulate stronger yet locally acceptable regulations for better protecting groundwater, waterways, and sensitive habitat, and working with DENREC and the Department of Agriculture to add appropriate properties to the inventory of state-owned lands. Some of these other ones have been continued, including seeking guidance from the Department of Development and Housing in response to local affordable housing problems, working with development state agencies and nonprofits to attract higher paying and diverse businesses, expanding the number of state police officers stationed in Sussex, and continuing to seek advice from county financial and county financial support to nonprofit organizations that serve the county. So in 2018, we have two goals. The two overarching goals first talk about initiating and participating in intergovernmental activities. This includes a range of the different services, and then maintaining and improving these public services. So the first list of objectives with goal one talks about improving coordination with these state agencies. We've had a lot of conversation about working with state planning office as well as DLDOT. That could include additional coordination efforts, which we'll get into with our list of strategies. Other regional agencies and neighborhood agencies, improving coordination with county municipalities and school districts, where those school districts are expanding to and where new sites are being located are important in terms of how we're moving goods and services throughout the county and these communities. Improving coordination with private nonprofit and volunteer organizations, and then finally coordination with programs and services at all levels to increase efficiency. Yes, Mr. Cole.
Number three. I think that the conflict with municipalities and the county is in the land use issues, primarily more than anything else. A lot of the other stuff we don't really control much, but when it comes to land use, we do. Would there be any reason why we should closely look at how our land use plan that we're adopting on the board that surround these towns impacts, or does it sync? Does it fit with the town's planning process? In other words, I know when the county at one time and still does probably provides higher densities outside the towns, like outside of Rehoboth, Lewis, Bethany, or you can get a greater density outside of town. So what happens is that density then impacts those towns because they go, especially in the resort area, and it may be happening over in western side, but they go into the towns, like on the boardwalk, et cetera, et cetera. So the town services are increasing because of the impact on their roads, trash, et cetera, et cetera. Should there be any concern that this line where the town stops and the county starts, that there should be some concern about what they permit here and then what we all of a sudden start to permit here, say, when it comes to density, which I know that, you know, is the easiest one to talk about, I guess. And should we? Or let me ask you this. Have we?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the answer is yes. And so what happens is we have information on the town planning efforts that have happened to date. There are the annexation boundaries that have been established, and the future land use map will reflect what can be done within those areas, and it should be consistent. And the town should be able to update its own plan if it has a municipal plan that would then support the county's overall effort once this process is complete.
Okay, because I just think density, if the town was only allowing 4 units an acre and then we come in here and plop in 8 units an acre right next to it, is that in the town's best interest?
Well, it would depend on what the town plan has been talking about. Okay. And what the county future land use plan would allow.
So really we have no say over corporate areas, right?
I'm sorry?
We have no say over corporate areas.
Incorporated.
Correct.
No,
right.
We don't.
That's correct. So this would be the areas just adjacent to the towns that are designated these town growth boundaries, those annexation areas. Correct. Yeah, we don't have to worry about what's happening within the municipal boundary.
And that's kind of strange how we're going to tell school districts how to build schools.
Well, it's a good question because where a school decides to locate a new school facility will have an impact on transportation. It has an impact on you know, where you might want to start encouraging residential development. Schools look for cheap land, sometimes on the edge of town, and that requires most students to be bused. If you decide that there should be a neighborhood with a variety of housing types built right next to that school facility, that means that maybe fewer students would need to be bused. So that all takes into consideration what we're trying to accomplish here.
I had one other, you went by it on another, the TDR issue. We looked at that, I think, the last time.
And that was in 08, right?
Yeah, and it really got nowhere. I don't think it was, the concern was that the transferring would be mostly in the coastal area, transferring from, you know, if you did it all over the county, it made no sense to, I think, the 08 group that looked at it. Why are we looking at it again? Because it's still because of the dynamics of the coastal area versus the western side.
We're not,
Mr. Cole.
What he was doing was going, these were the goals and objectives and strategies from 2008.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and now we've moved on to
P&Z. So there's no reference to TDRs in this one. Okay,
for that same reason, Mr. Cole, that the commission said it just...
No, it didn't. It's again...
So, yeah, we just wanted to give you an overview of what had happened. Some of the things clearly we're transferring over, certain things we are not, and now we are into the current objectives. So,
okay, but wait, hold the phone a minute. The you know, the TDR plan.
He scratches his head. You got to watch out.
The TDR plan failed because the plan was bad, not because the idea was bad. And TDRs do work.
It didn't take you much.
And they've worked in areas, and I heard all the scuttlebutt. You're buying marshland in Seaford and transferring it to Bethany. I got that, but there's different ways to do that could involve trading within the hundreds, right? So that you're creating open space or non-developable land in the hundreds that you want to develop in, and that could work for everybody. And I think
hundreds, because somebody out there may not understand the hundreds. You all understand hundreds. Look, see, I found two in the back.
You live in one.
You're in a hundred.
Lewis and Rehoboth 100, probably.
Or watershed. IG, it could be a watershed.
But I just think this is, if we're looking to create open space and we're looking to maybe look at density in certain areas, there should be a way to trade the development rights in one area that is impacting in the same area that you are increasing the density at. I don't think that's a bad plan to investigate, and just to throw it out because you had a bad plan years ago in 08 that didn't take advantage of it, kind of like our affordable housing plan. What we got to do is look at the plan.
So the words TDR are not in there, but in the future land use chapter, and I'm getting... It says, consider development of incentives to direct growth to growth areas that will result in conservation of other areas.
Well, that's a fancy way of saying a TDR. I mean, why don't you just say a TDR?
Because there could be other programs besides just a TDR that could do that same thing. So the concept's in there, the phrase TDR is not in there. Because it could take different programs.
Such as.
Yeah.
And IG, you're implying that when you take the TDRs from my 100 acres and put on your 100 acres, okay, that you're taking all my density. What if they only take a portion? They only buy, instead of the 2 units to the acre that say I'm permitted or 4, they just take one, you know, a half of it or something like that. So then you still get the development. You don't. There's no guarantee unless, again, you require the transfer of development rights to take entirely this whole, all this guy's development.
But if
they give you this open space formula or something,
if you take the one plan. You're going to buy density. You're going to pay in to buy density, mm-hmm. right? In this plan, you're you're preserving open space.
Maybe.
You would be. I mean, if you had a 100-acre farm and you had 2 units to the acre, you could put 200 homes on it, right?
You might put on larger lots. You've still eaten up the land. I mean, it hasn't. You just have to maybe larger lots, you know, on 1 acre lots instead of half acre lots. I'm just saying, depending on how we write the ordinance, you're right.
Right, but you could put 200, and you said, you know what? I own another farm over somewhere else, another 100 acres, and I'd like 300 over there, right? I'm going to trade this 100 for that 100. So now on this side, of the, in the same affected area, you would have a farm with 1 unit to the acre, and you would have a farm in the same affected area with 3 units to the acre.
I know what it does. I just personally I don't buy into a lot of these trading off. Yeah. And all.
So the concepts in there. So it, do we have any issues with
the open mind? I've heard
these objectives.
He talked about low income, George.
No, he's not talking low income. You're still stuck on affordable housing, Sam.
We need to get back on intergovernmental.
Yeah, any concerns about these objectives?
No, other than what I did, I just concerned about the land use in the county and the land use in the town. And do they fit?
And we took a look at that.
You took a look at it.
Absolutely.
Saying, in all cases, I can't imagine that what the town permits and the counties now could permit could be different.
And again, as part of this process, we have met with some of the towns. We will, the ones we have not been able to meet with, I mean, when we go through the plus process, they'll go, have you reached out to all the towns? And we will have to have said yes. So we will continue to work with the towns.
We had the county chopped up into different districts, and I can remember going to Rehoboth and meeting with Rehoboth Town Council and Lewis and a couple others, and we talked about, took our staff with us, and the county went over and talked about what has been approved lately and where we're doing it and all that stuff, and we'd had that interaction, but it was in the plan, and we actually did that for a number of years, and of course it died for whatever reason. I don't know why. Maybe it wasn't effective, and again, it may have just been a pony show type of thing.
So the second goal under intergovernmental coordination is maintain and improve public services, and we've got several objectives under that goal.
The first here, we're talking about continuing coordination and support for entities that provide public facilities and services in the county, something that is ongoing. Coordinating the planning efforts for public facilities and services with the timing of development in the county. And I think we talked about it a little bit earlier and during the utilities chapter. So as these decisions get made, it's always good to look at when development is anticipated to occur and whether or not those services will be in place.
Mr. Arlett, that was sort of your comment with regard to DLDOT specifically.
Mm-hmm. An example of the services, are they county services or state services? State services, mostly because we don't provide many services. Right? Mostly state services?
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, how do we do that?
Well, schools, you know, it would be everything.
Yeah, it's schools, fire, police, right. All that.
EMS.
But so that we're not moving forward in a vacuum without consideration of what else is occurring.
Okay. Yeah. Doesn't require us to do anything. Just to consider.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a generic question, but the public safety factor in all of this stuff, intergovernment, I mean, is that Where is that?
Within the intergovernmental coordination chapter?
Or just period?
Just in general?
Yeah.
Well, as we're looking at increasing, let's say, development in a certain area, one of the things that we'll need to do as a county is identify where services are in relationship to that area, and if those services need to be expanded to accommodate that new development. So that's where that coordination would occur.
But is there a focus in here with respect to that? I mean, because comp plans, you know, growth, I mean, how are we interacting with our public safety partners, if you would? We obviously have it internally, of course, with our EOC, but you got your fire guys, you know, take your pick.
I mean, that's under chapter 11, 1.6, private, nonprofit, volunteer, and other organizations, and that also gets into EMS. Because we also address libraries.
State police.
So it's page 4 in chapter 11.
Okay.
There are strategies specific to this 11.3.1.2, continue to support local volunteer, fire, ambulance.
I don't know, but I don't want to get into, because this is not today, but.
Okay.
But that also references the EMS services and the other things that the county does and the other agencies, and that's what this chapter also looks into.
And for those county public services the county is responsible for, the last objective is to continue and improve and grow those services. All right, so getting into the objectives, 11.1.1, this improvement of coordination efforts with state agencies. We've listed the Delaware Office of State Planning, including the PLUS process, the boundaries of state priority spending areas, coordination with DLDOT on road improvements and other transportation projects, and work with the Department of Agriculture to preserve more Sussex County farms. So all of those strategies are consistent with what we've been talking about.
Just go back to that, John. I want to explain one thing, just Mr. Burton, if I could, because I had this question to the commission. 11.1.1.2 was coordinate with OSPC about the state priority spending areas, levels 1 through 4. That, when I read that at first, I thought that meant that we were going to basically defer to those state strategy levels, and we need, the intent of that has been to make sure that the state conforms to what we decide in the plan, not that we're going to, you know, rearrange what we have to defer to the state.
That's a good point, right?
Yeah. Well, aren't you talking there about where the state's going to spend their money?
Yeah, and so.
So our plan's going to tell them where to spend their money?
Well, no, the thought was.
Good idea.
No, the thought was that we've got a better handle on where growth is going and where we want it to
go. We have a definitely better handle.
And we want to make sure that they recognize what our future plans are, whether it's state levels 1 through 4, whether it's DLDOT or whomever.
But shouldn't we sit down and coordinate and come to a consensus with them?
And what has happened in
That's the purpose of this. You said, well, that one, it's just to consider blah, blah, blah. Yes, we need to sit down and coordinate with them so that they're not doing these 1 through 4 maps and we're doing a comp plan and the two of them don't mesh. Because what's the point? You know, we've kind of got that a little bit now. The idea is to get both of them on the same page based on what our comp plan says.
And the last time they updated the strategies, the county sat down with them and made sure that they had the right information from the county to do that. And what you won't notice is when we update our comp plan, the state strategies won't change, but they will recognize, if we say increased a growth area, they will recognize that as part of that, because there are so many places in the state that are constantly doing their comp plan, is they update every 5 years, but they will recognize once we adopt our plan that there might be some changes.
Well, I know that in the last couple of years, there was some changes on their levels in this county. And I don't remember us having a lot of input with that, but I know that, for example, if my memory's right, the project that we heard a year or two ago up here, this OTC thing, then was a different level than it is today. I mean, by talking to us about, we're going to change the level, we're going to do anything.
Well, they take a number of different categories, a lot of information, a lot of data that will then determine what the categories are, what their state strategies are. One of the things they do take from us is, where are EMS stations? Where are the fire districts? Where are the schools? And then they definitely look at our land use classification. But they're also taking a look at sea level rise, floodplain, what is it surrounding it? I know I said the bad word. But they look at a number of different things in. It goes into their system, and the computer kind of determines what those strategies are. So the level.
Here's been my take on all the levels.
I mean, there's not been conversation.
No.
Well, we did recognize.
I think that area there was actually in our growth area.
It was questioned whether it was in or right on the edge.
It is
environmentally sensitive.
It is in our environmentally sensitive developing area, and
make it a growth area, whatever.
Yeah.
And again, certain things we recognized, like, if there were big changes, but if they, and we questioned them on several different projects in several different areas and go, what happened? And they came back and they looked in their data and go, well, based on this criteria, and this criteria, that brought that down.
Okay.
So, and some things actually went up. So they went from like a level three to maybe a level two or a level one, and other things went down. So there was a give and take on a number of different things that had happened.
I'm just questioning, I guess, the conversation, if there is any.
Yeah.
Yes, well, there were multiple conversations between the county and the state regarding that strategy.
And I would say that was sort of one of the overriding themes at the commission level. With the comp plan and also sort of just generally in the past, say, year or so, there had always been, basically the commission level, the approach, oh, well, that's them, whether it's DLDOT. We don't have any control over it. That's DLDOT. You know, the state strategies, well, that's the state. We don't have any control. You know, just sort of punted on all that stuff. And more recently, I would say there's been, it's slow, but more of a recognition that we can't do that. That's not working. And so that's the genesis for a lot of it. Like, to Mr. Vincent's point, you know, I don't think we can tell them. They're not going to say, okay, Sussex County, that's where we're putting level one because it's in your growth area. But we should be more proactively coordinating with them to the extent we can so that it's not just everybody acting separately. You know, there's got to be a better give and take on this stuff.
I think what you just said was P&Z would hear an application and we would look in DLDOT or somebody say it was in level four. It didn't matter. All that told us was there's going to be no state money coming in for infrastructure on this project.
Yeah.
So, and the developers said, we're fine with it. We'll finance it ourselves. So that's why I say with all this coordination stuff, it doesn't matter. I mean, that was, I think, the approach that county government was taking in some of that stuff. So what the level did do, it gave us, when we had to approve or deny, somewhere we could hang our hat on. It's in level four, and that was one of our reasons for denial, or it's in level two, and that's one of our reasons for approval.
But we still
it didn't dictate land use. We still pretty much either wanted to, if we wanted to ignore it, we did. If we wanted to use it, we would use it. So it was kind of a thing. So I don't know where we were coordinating. I didn't see the coordination, yeah. Like Mike said.
Well, that's because it wasn't coordinated, probably, you know, like where the routes were drawn. So, yeah.
Well, but the levels, I agree with what George just said. The levels, when it fit the applicant, it worked out great. This is just, your land plan says it's in a level two, therefore I should be approved. Okay. Your land plan's in level four, but we're two units to the acre, and Tidewater's out here. So, what do you do now?
Yeah, I will tell you, I always caution the commission. I'm going to give away sort of one of the behind the scenes things is that we never relied on the levels. You'd never see that come out of the commission because, you know, if you're going to deny something based on level four, that means you got to basically approve everything in level one. You know, you can't have it both ways. So
I got you.
You know, because then everything that's in a town annexation area, you essentially got to approve because that's where the state's saying everything should go.
I wish there were more teeth in the levels, but that, you know,
is what it is.
It is what it is. As far as collaborating ways to improve the PLUS process, it would be nice if the PLUS process gave us more information than the standard stamp.
The generic.
Used to be good.
I've just read too many PLUS processes that look just like the last PLUS process. It looks just like the last PLUS. And I know it's copy and paste, and it's that doesn't help when you're determining how this application is going to affect this area. And I would ask that the collaboration
all state agencies.
And I can tell you, I've had a couple of state agencies ask me and ask, you know, how is the planning office and how is the county using the PLUS process and the comments received? Because they recognize, it's like, okay, they don't want to have the same things come out. And it's like, what would be more helpful if it would have a different format, a little bit more specific? So we've had a few of them come out.
I would like to see it more specific to the area in which they are PLUSing, for lack of a better word. Right.
It goes both ways. The developers many times will respond to, say, like a Department of Natural Resources suggestion in their comments, the trees should be, you know, a contiguous body, not chopped up in little things or whatever. And then the developers...
So noted.
That's the response from the What's that mean? I'd like to see the developer either at that point commit, yes, we will do that, or no, we don't, you know, but just so noted means nothing, or we'll take it under consideration. That's the kind of responses we get that really irk the heck out of me.
And so we like the strategy then?
And I, yes.
Okay.
But I think it
we're going to keep this one then.
I'd like to see it. You know, I like it going both ways.
Yeah.
Right? I like more information. But, you know, you deal with the DENREC ones, and they say, we'd like to see 300. We recommend 300 buffers. All right, code says 30.
Yeah. So are there any other strategies that we have concerns with? Or do we want to keep them, not keep them, change them? Okay.
All right. We have a few more under this objective. Number strategy 11.1.1.5, cooperate with DENREC to formulate stronger yet locally acceptable strategies for protecting groundwater, waterways, sensitive habitat areas. The word stronger was highlighted. We could change that potentially to be something like effective. Do we want to talk about that a little bit?
I don't think stronger is the right word.
You like stronger?
I do not.
I think most people
like it or don't.
I don't.
I don't like it either. I like effective.
I think soil conservation takes care of most of that. We're not even involved in that.
Yeah, stronger could have
some sides.
Yeah.
To formulate.
Right?
Better.
Effective.
Yeah.
Can we do that one?
Yeah, maybe effective.
Effective.
Yeah, the goal is to have these strategies, you know, these practices be effective, and then also see if there's ways that we can make them context sensitive.
It's broader than that. Soil conservation is part of it, but
instead of waterways, have about watersheds?
Yeah.
Waterways implies just the actual stream bed, when many times the area needs protecting is the watershed.
Well, we could add waterways and watersheds, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We could add that.
Yeah,
okay.
Watershed is a better, I think,
support.
The next one talks about working with DENREC and Department of Agriculture to add appropriate properties to the inventory of protected lands. This goes into, you know, how our future land use map is set up. Seek guidance from Delaware State Housing Authority on continuing expanding response to local affordable housing needs and the continuing coordination with State Fire Marshal's Office to ensure development complies with state fire protection regulations.
Can we include in here somewhere efficient, the word efficient? We hear that often, you know, that when we're working with our partners, that's sometimes or in many cases where their delay is in getting some things done. Is there a way to just...
You want to tell them that the far cups are more efficient?
Give me an example.
This is a strategy, right? So, I mean, it's all about, it's a strategy. I'm not saying how we get there or what we do. It's just a strategy that I think part of good government in it, when working together, is that is a strategy to try to be more efficient, right? And we're working together, and kind of like what we've done, I think, a little bit with the DSP, them coming here, you know, just, I think efficient, you shorten the process. I mean, that's just... the end result, but I'm not sure how we put that in here.
Well, we can add efficient. This is a strategy this is a chapter that is focused on coordination.
Right.
So if there's a goal to have more efficient coordination, that's different than maybe a goal that results in efficiency based on that coordination.
I mean, does anybody disagree with that? I mean, efficient? I mean, shorten? I mean, I don't know.
I think it's kind of foolish to tell somebody. When I'm working with somebody, tell me I need to be more efficient, especially if I'm a volunteer, like a fire company or somebody like that.
Well, we're not talking about that.
I mean, we could be talking about a state permitting agency.
Sure.
They would be more efficient in their review.
Well, we need to be more efficient in our county here, to tell you the truth.
I can concur, but we're not talking about that this moment. We're talking about the state agency stuff. So I'm just wondering.
You're talking about basically trying to work just like what was just announced last week or two with DelDOT about bringing your times closer to
right.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a strategy, right?
That's not a coordination strategy, though. That's a process strategy, and
so I
want to differentiate between the two. If you want to have more efficient coordination, that's different than having a process that becomes more efficient because of that coordination.
So the issue is the. We can make, DelDOT and I can make our process more efficient. I cannot make DelDOT's process more efficient. But we can work on reducing, we can make our coordination more efficient, but DelDOT can't tell me to make my process more efficient. I can't tell DelDOT to make his their process more efficient. But how we get there, we can make them more efficient. And that's what John is trying to make the distinction.
This is a coordination chapter, so are we making coordination more efficient?
Improve.
Or is it the process we want to be more efficient?
Process.
Right. So that would be different.
Okay, that's
yes.
Fine.
Okay.
Just make that. Somebody make that note.
Make that note.
We will.
Or, you know, that may be something that's not even just
put it
one
back
of the,
in the
that could go in the text
back
even.
To the,
yeah.
Yes.
Statement at the beginning of the
Objective 11.1.2, improve coordination with regional agencies in neighboring counties. So that includes the Delaware Association of Counties and the National Association of Counties. It's pretty straightforward. Is this something we want to keep? Do we want to remove this or keep this? I mean, this was flagged as a potential item that could come out potentially if we're looking.
Oh, no, man, I'm on the National
Association. Why would it come out?
I mean, is it redundant that you're already doing it? Do we need to put it in the plan to recognize that we're doing something that we're already doing?
Exactly.
I think that was the question, is do we need it in there if we're already doing it, we intend to do it?
Right.
I think there's a secret.
I think there's something more. I say leave it in.
I think it's a secret effort to replace it.
Okay, leave it in.
All right.
Okay, we'll keep it.
Moving on to 11.1.3.
I'm done. I'll move in.
Sam wants my job.
Okay.
We want to improve coordination with county municipalities, school districts, and other agencies operating within the county. Within the 25 towns and cities, there has already been a focus on annexation, municipal zoning, future utility service areas. So that is ongoing. Second strategy, 11.1.3.2, continue to coordinate with local governments to ensure consistency in land use planning for lands adjacent to an incorporated area. So that's Mr. Arlette earlier today talking, or I'm sorry, Mr. Cole talking a little bit about, are we working with these communities and how these annexation areas are being developed? Coordinate with the State Department of Education and school districts to help plan for future growth and participation in SCAD and the League of Local Governments.
I think our land use plan ought to be encouraging towns to grow through annexation.
Okay.
Like that's how they build their tax base. Like, you know, anyway.
Take it out.
They may not want to.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. You get into
they
a
don't want to. Lewis does.
No man's
land. If they don't want it, they don't want it. But I'm just saying, we ought to. We should not be doing anything to impede it. We should be encouraging. And maybe the current town council's this way. We don't know what future.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, one election can change everything.
And again, we're recognizing their current comprehensive plan. Mm-hmm. So that's what they've been adopted, and that's what they have said they want to do. So we're reflecting, trying to reflect that information.
The last strategy right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do we do any of that?
We do. I actually did that yesterday. The state, I had a school district reach out to me, and they asked about the location of a school and what the process would be for a new school, and if the land use was acceptable, and if the zoning was, and I said, this is the process it would have to go through if they chose that property.
Why is recreation and open space in red?
So on the current draft plan, we list a lot of things under coordination with county towns. That includes municipal zoning, utility areas, road improvements, large development applications. It does not mention recreation and open space. In previous conversations, we thought it would be helpful to have more municipal coordination with regard to recreation and open space, so we added that language for this next iteration of the plan. Is that something you would feel comfortable with?
The town and the county are going to work with recreation and open space?
Collaborate on where recreation open space areas, you know, could occur. Right now there may be a missing link for a trail that crosses a county road. So an example such as that, you could have more coordination.
We're collaborating right now on something, right, with the town of Georgetown.
Rails to trails, and I think we'll definitely get into this once we move into the recreation and open space chapter. You will see some additional strategies that could reflect back to this.
We just felt it listed so many other things. Why don't also include recreation and open space as well?
Did I miss it? Because maybe I did earlier when it was a list of the state agencies. But I want to make sure we have it in here written, the Delaware State Police. that we're coordinating, because that is a state agency.
Yes, that is listed.
But did I miss it on the slideshow? It's mentioned it in here briefly, but it's...
Yeah, that will be in a future strategy. It's not in this, we're coming to it.
Okay, I just want to make sure we don't, it's really, really important we continue to coordinate and communicate there.
Agreed.
So, okay.
So we're good with all of these?
Sure.
Okay.
Continuing down, I already mentioned 11.1.3.4, 11.1.3.5, continuing education outreach efforts to share information about the benefits of historic preservation and with local officials, including the benefits of the creation of that. Now, is this out of place in terms of where we're putting our strategies?
Why wouldn't that be in historic preservation?
It could
probably
be.
Already is.
It probably already is.
So you're going to notice in this chapter, there's a lot of strategies that are in this chapter, but also in different other chapters, because based on, like, there's a future land use one, or this one most likely in historic preservation, but it could also impact intergovernmental coordination. So does it make sense for it to be here, or does it not make sense for it to be here?
So Todd and I, it just seems like...
out of place?
Redundant. You know?
Okay.
And particularly in that one, is we're already doing it. That's another one where we don't have to list everything the county already does. It seems like.
So
this is the right chapter to list everything that's inside the comp plan in other places.
What we're finding here in this chapter is that there is a lot of redundancy. That's not necessarily wrong,
that's
but
government.
There are opportunities for us to assess whether or not we want to include certain things if it's already been mentioned elsewhere in the plan.
Well, keep in mind, somebody reading this, you know, they may not be aware we're doing this stuff. We are aware we're doing this stuff, but, you know, this is something, a document people will be picking up, developers moving in here from out of state and want to get an idea what we're doing. So it does show we recognize that historical preservation is important. So if you buy a piece of ground with some history, you better be ready that certain things could happen.
So
harmless.
Do we want to keep this one because we know it's in historic preservation, or do we want to delete it because we already know it's in historic preservation?
Keep it.
Do we
All right, so the next one is Sussex Conservation District.
All right.
Keep it in.
And the last one on the slide talks about supporting the conservation district in the management and implementation of stormwater regulations, tax ditches, and other programs.
And this one's similar to the historic preservation one. It's repetitive.
11.1.4, this improvement of coordination with private and nonprofit volunteer organizations. It lists working with these nonprofits to formulate stronger yet locally acceptable strategies. Now there again, we can change stronger to effective for better protecting groundwater, waterways, and watersheds instead of habitat areas and other critical natural lands.
That's double jeopardy.
Why don't we just say continue coordination instead of improve? Because maybe there's no way to improve it. Maybe we just coordinate.
We may be doing a great job, right? Working with Sussex County Land Trust and nonprofits to continue adding appropriate properties to the inventory for protected lands. And then link together existing state-owned forests and existing open space. Seeking guidance from relevant nonprofits on how to best continue expanding Sussex County response to local affordable housing needs. And then continuing seeking advice from providing county financial support to appropriate nonprofit organizations. So before we were talking about coordination with regional and state entities, this objective is tied to private, nonprofit, and volunteer. It's very similar to the others.
The land
are you going to change the word stronger to effective?
We will.
Yes.
Have that in the first instead of improved coordination, just continue?
Right. You suggested we change that. So
yeah, I don't know what improve. They might be looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
11.1.4.2, that one was somewhat significant. That tracked through from 2008. I don't know, y'all probably didn't hear, but in 08 and then again this time, Dennis Forney talked about the Grand Loop, I think he called it, where you could have, the connection of all the state-owned lands. But more importantly than that, I think there was also, again, a recognition of the Planning and Zoning Commission that, you know, if, in terms of preserving protected lands, there should be a focus on some, just not a plan in the specific sense, but just sort of some sort of organization to it rather than just ad hoc acquisition of properties. If you can do it where they connect, you know, try to have it so that it makes some sense. That was that. It was a pretty important one to the land trust that came up mm-hmm. at the commission level.
Again. I know, but you know, there may be something much more worth protecting than in that loop.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Right,
so I don't want to get something to tie us that this loop all of a sudden takes...
No. Understood. Yeah.
You know, higher level of...
Right.
Maybe a more holistic approach to it.
Now, if you think about it, it says here state-owned forests is an existing open space. That's the biggest joke there is. Since I've been around, now they put chains all across open space. You can't even go in no more.
And we can get into that forest. Into...
I'm talking about existing open space, sir.
So
that's a county open space. Everybody says the bottom on that paper.
So it should say closed space.
You can't get your pickup in there anymore?
Turn back where she was.
So we're on to objective 11.1. I can't read that
0.5.
one.
0.5. This is about increasing efficiency.
Oh, I can talk about you. I can go back where you was.
I think they understand what you're saying.
Evidently. We've got you.
You got me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of you guys need to go down and look at it. They actually got changed across every state forest land there is.
That's a state problem.
It says open land. That's a joke. That's not open land to public. Can't be open land to public when you got changed across roads.
You're right.
40 years ago, I did it all the time. We ran there.
And we can actually get that into the recreation open space chapter, which is actually next. So if we can get through this one, we can get through here.
So they blocked off the roads. You got to park and walk in there.
You can walk in.
You can walk in, but it used to be open roads.
Oh, yeah. We know that.
You can ride in where you want to.
Well, yes.
If you want to go deer
hunting. So do we want to look at coordinate government programs and services at all levels to increase efficiency in decision making. This one has some objectives and some strategies, and then the question was, is it really necessary? Do we need this one?
Of course we want to do that.
Oh, for sure.
There's that word efficiency.
It is the word efficiency,
hey,
right.
Efficiency. Well, let's keep that one. Let's capitalize that one.
So,
what do you think, Mr. Lawson?
How many of those do you have? Your track.
You have any opinion on this?
We'll keep it if you don't mind it.
My theme, careful what you include. This would definitely be flagged for be careful what you want to include. I am concerned about all the references of coordination between us and the towns and us and the school districts in particular. The Cape and Lopin School District decision to locate two recent schools, they blamed the county for approving the land use decision in those two decisions when it was entirely the school district's decision to locate the schools where they wanted them.
They made the applications.
They like Janelle said.
They blamed us for their applications?
Certain folks said, why would you put another school on Route 24? Route 24 is too congested. Right. Why is the state police going out there? Well, we don't tell the state police where to put their barracks.
Right.
They're troops. They decide that. So I get concerned when some of this is referenced in
we
here.
We take
because
the blame, you're saying, even though...
We were certainly held accountable.
Notice about it and everything else.
Well, maybe, Todd, we can leave it in there.
Maybe we leave
and just
there.
Change that 11.1.5.2 strike increase to decrease.
Now we're talking.
I do. We will decrease coordination cooperation.
Or just coordinate.
Okay. All right, so I guess we're keeping this. This is fine.
Put the word continue again.
Of course, yeah. Anytime it says...
Every time we're in trouble, we put continue.
All right.
Okay.
Going under 11.2.1, this objective...
Continue
coordination and support for entities providing public facilities and service. So we have two strategies tied to this. That includes some Delaware Police Trooper allocation for Sussex County and support for local fire, ambulance, EMS libraries, that kind of thing.
This is one at the commission that they kind of, you all prepared it, and the commission just moved on it because they realized that's a council level decision. So if there's anything you want to change or add to it or reword or anything, that was not one that really the commission delved into too much, I would say. Not because it didn't want to, but because they recognized that's something that's really a council level thing.
Hey, back up one slide just 30 seconds here. Is that something that we want? I mean, we somewhat joked about it, but does it make sense to have it in there? Or not make sense to have it in there? Or should we change something there?
Which one, Mike?
Oh, the whole group there.
Is the whole objective not necessary, Todd, in your opinion, or just part of it?
I think 51 would be taken right out.
I think this one up here on the screen.
Certainly, it covers the, we originally started talking about increasing efficiency. So the objective is not as I'm not as concerned about the objective as I would be some of the three strategies. And you heard me reference my concern about the coordination between other agencies when certainly I don't think we are even coordinating at some levels right now. So to answer your question, the objective is okay and the strategies need work, if not to be eliminated.
So, and that's something we can do is just have the objective with no strategies behind it.
Beautiful.
Yep, do that then. Yeah. There's one way of doing it.
Okay.
All right, striking the strategies from that objective.
It's a lofty thing to do for a government to increase in efficiency. We'll just leave it at that.
We do want to streamline the process.
There's some honesty right there.
And I think, again, that will allow, leaving the objectives will allow us to come up with different ways to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Talked about this one. So moving on to 11.2.2, coordinate the planning efforts for public facilities and services with the timing of development. Strategy includes improving coordination with county engineering office and the planning and zoning office.
The DSP, I'm sorry, Mike. Can we go back one yes. slide real
sure.
quick?
Sure.
The DSP one. Yeah, right there. Allocation. Proper allocation?
35 out there.
I think you guys know where I'm going on that one, but how do we identify, and I know this is maybe a little touchy subject, but.
I don't know if we have the ability to identify.
Well, this can be a strategy, though. I mean, I'm not saying we have any. I don't know. Your thoughts, Todd? If any?
Now, are you looking for us to tell them how many troopers they should have here?
No. I have always wanted to know what's their formula for allocating. And to this date, I don't know.
And I'm sure they know.
I don't know how important that is. So, I don't. No, again, we don't want to get into the way they run their business. If we have a program we want to share with them, they participate, we participate, we move on. Each time we renegotiate the contract, it's a whole new renegotiation. So
it just appears.
So we will coordinate with them. We'll do it. But I don't know about wanting to get involved in how many. Next thing you know, you'll be wanting to look into those fire companies.
So
how they operate.
A bit different chapter.
Well, I mean, they are, you know, some of them are asking for more money, and with that.
Well, that's to say, that'll be the next thing. So, but I mean, you know, I would just stay out of.
I'm going to buy more fire trucks and more money.
But I think it gets back down to the hands-off. I mean, for years, right, it's hands-off. That's their gig, right? Mm-hmm. I think the community has evolved, whereas that's not acceptable anymore. I think people are more engaged. They want to know more what's going on. They want better communication. They want better allocation. And what is our role in it, if any? I mean, is there a strategy that we should be having here to listen to the community? And we've just added, it's now $3 million, right, as a budget.
Take your senses on this, Mike.
We just added, $700,000 to not get one more trooper. I'm just, maybe we just let it go and keep moving. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think we all realize.
It's important, that's all. It's public safety is critical.
It's important, but I think we all realize at the end of the day that the allocation is going to come from them. And number two is the funding is in Dover. And that's where the big, I guess, roadblock is to getting more of anything.
Legislature.
Is then approving more money for DSP to do that in Southern County.
They got budgets just like we do.
I mean, right now, by contract, Todd, we're locked at what? We're guaranteed 187?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we've been above that the last year, so I mean.
Yep.
Okay.
Monthly.
So are we good with leaving it this way?
Sure, whatever. I would, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I said my piece.
No, that's fine. It's
we just reviewed this. If there's no comments, I'll move on to the next one.
Sure.
All right. This last one, objective 11.2.3, continue to improve and grow county public services. This ensures paramedic facilities and staffing are adequate and coordination, continue to coordinate and improve utilities with municipalities.
I mean, for real.
The word, again, do we want to leave ensure in there, I guess? I don't know.
What's the thing at the bottom, move or strike?
So, all right, the last plan and this plan.
What's that mean?
I didn't put that there.
What?
I think it's so we can have discussion.
This is for discussion. Yeah.
And so, that's why it's in red.
The last plan, as well as this plan, has a section for intergovernmental coordination and plan implementation priorities. And that follows our goals and objective strategy. Is it something that is necessary to include in the plan?
Well, for years I've bragged to people that your reason your taxes are so low here is because we give very few services and we're proud of it. I don't know about...
Well, this is the capital improvement program itself.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
So I stand corrected in the... Yes, sorry, Mr. Vincent was correct.
I was
saying
that's...
Keep up here.
Yeah.
It's not a goal or objective.
This also falls in line with me, if you look at our book, falls in my theory of do we need this included? And I don't know why, but for some reason the capital improvement program, which is a budgetary decision that's made annually by the council, is included in here.
It's a requirement of the state to have it in the plan. A CIP is a requirement of the state to be in the comprehensive plan.
All right, well, if we don't need to...
So I can answer that one for you.
It looks like we're done with intergovernmental coordination.
Can we take out the word, though, grow county public services and just put improve? Can we leave
yes,
it at that?
Yes, we can change that.
And how about?
I just don't want to make it look like we're out here to try to...
Is everybody else okay with that word adequate?
They have
for the paramedic facilities and staffing adequate? Adequate just seems...
Oh, I know.
Just getting by?
It does.
Low bid?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not so sure if that's the proper word.
What's your choice?
I haven't come up with another one.
Oh.
I'm just throwing it out there for an idea. That's all. I adequate just doesn't seem...
Meet public demand.
Meet public
sufficient.
Demand.
Meet public demand.
I heard something. Sufficient perhaps would be a better word.
Sure,
sufficient.
Than adequate?
Meet
adequate is substantial. It just doesn't give the best impression.
I'll go to my
we could say, how about superior? That's even a better word.
Superfluous.
Superior, because we do have a superior paramedic service.
If you give that the word to them, but hard to look at them next.
Meet public demand.
Rob.
Yes, sir.
Well, I looked at if you want to have some, I give you a whole one. You said, that's adequate enough.
There you are.
I mentioned it's plenty. You got enough. You don't need more. That's adequate, my opinion.
Okay, so we are good with this chapter then.
I think we're moving on to recreation and open space.
Are you going to change that word adequate?
Yes.
Okay.
To superior?
No.
Oh, to sufficient.
Sufficient.
Meet
there you go.
Public demand.
Okay.
So. Or meet public demand, yeah.
What word we're changing?
Yep. Adequate.
We're changing your first name.
Adequate.
Do away with adequate and something else.
Changing your first name to Bobby.
Sufficient.